This is Get Ready for Workday, a podcast series to support Mass General Brigham's transition to Workday in January 2025, brought to you by the Business Excellence Program. Each episode will share high-level information on topics of change and then point you to related resources for continued learning. Thanks for joining. Let's get started. Quick note to our listeners, some of our sessions are recorded remotely with virtual meetings, so thanks for bearing with us as our audio quality may seem different from episode to episode.
Hello, Mass General Brigham community. My name is Deb Littlefield, Business Excellence Training Delivery Lead for Organizational Readiness. Last week, Mark Caramonte outlined the training path specific for employees and managers, but we understand that there are departments across the organization who will transact often in Workday and will require a higher level of training and understanding of the new business processes and transactions. In this episode, we're going to provide a high-level overview of the training pathway specifically for functional teams. Now, the functional teams who will experience the most change will be in the areas of human resources, finance, supply chain, and research. Each of these functions are led by a PMO lead who oversees a strong contingency of subject matter experts for each of the function subgroups. For example, finance is the function. But within finance, there are three subgroups focusing on the business processes for banking and settlements, financial accounting, and financial projects. Now let's answer some questions you may have about how this will work. First off, how are the pathways structured? Well, each function will have a unique training pathway based on your business role in Workday. The pathway that you are assigned will be required to be completed in its entirety prior to go live on January 1st. The required training will be a combination of e-learnings and live training sessions, along with having optional office hours available. In most pathways, all of the assigned e-learning will need to be completed before you are able to register for the live training session and office hours. This requirement ensures that the time spent during the live sessions and office hours is productive, as functional team members will enter those sessions with the necessary context for an improved experience for all. Now, how do I know which training pathway I need to take, and what will the time commitment be? Each of the four functions is divided into subcategories, except for research. Research training focuses on research financials, such as creating and updating billing schedules for awards and applying customer payments for sponsor invoices. The other three functions are divided into these subgroups. For human resources, it's payroll, talent acquisition operations, and position management and recruiting for managers. For finance, it's banking and settlements, financial accounting, and financial projects. And for supply chain, it's procurement, master data management, and supplier accounts. Within these subgroups, there are specific target audiences whose roles require daily transactions within Workday. The training team has developed course curriculums for each pathway, and they will be accessible in HealthStream. PMO leads and subject matter experts from each function are providing the training team with a comprehensive list of names to enroll employees in the appropriate training pathway. The time commitment will vary for each user based on the required learning initiatives for their pathway. This may include additional e-learning and varying lengths of live training sessions. If your role spans multiple functions, you will need to complete multiple training pathways. Beginning October 21st, you will be automatically enrolled in the appropriate training based on your Workday profile. Confirmation will be sent via HealthStream notification to your MGB-issued email. It's important to note you will not be able to enroll in any live training sessions until you have completed all of the required prerequisite e-learnings. Now, what type of experience can I expect from e-learnings and live training sessions? Well, each training pathway will include a combination of e-learnings and live training sessions. There are 5 e-learnings on Workday in total, specifically Workday Essentials for all employees, Workday Essentials for managers, Workday Reporting Fundamentals, Workday Requisitions, and Workday Foundation Data Model. While Workday Essentials for Employees is mandatory for all learning pathways, the other four will be required based on your role in assigned training pathways. These e-learnings are web-based, self-paced, and will be available in HealthStream starting October 21st. Once you complete the necessary prerequisites, you can register for live training sessions in HealthStream. These sessions will focus on foundational concepts tailored to your role within Workday. Each interactive session will include presentations, demonstrations, and live practice scenarios. While e-learnings will be released first, live training sessions will begin as follows. Human resources start live courses November 4th. Finance starts November 6th. Supply chain starts November 12th. And research starts December 11th. Now, what if I need additional assistance outside of the live training sessions? This makes a lot of sense and is reasonable. Here's what we've got. We know that the amount of information the training will provide can be overwhelming. So each function will be offering a series of virtual office hours through the end of January. It will be required that you complete the e-learnings and at least one live training session to register for office hours. Office hours will be used as a time for our subject matter experts to answer any questions you might have from the live training sessions and address any function or technical issues. In addition to office hours, we will be activating a support portal and a Go Live command center beginning January 1st through the end of Hypercare. This support portal is a direct access portal where employees can submit a ticket to report an issue or ask a question outside of the live training or the office hour sessions. Some of the resources that can be found in the Workday support portal include job aids, frequently asked questions, knowledge articles, and quick links. The Go Live Command Center is a centralized cross-functional business excellence command center whose purpose is threefold. One, to provide efficient and responsive hypercare support to Workday end users. Two, to maximize user satisfaction with the system. And three, to ensure a positive overall user experience. Some of the functions of the command center include to receive all Workday hypercare support phone calls, to monitor incident tickets for timely resolution, to resolve system issues for end users, and to report key performance indicators to executive management. We hope this provides a clear understanding of what you can expect for your training journey. All e-learning trainings are now available in HealthStream. Additional information can be found on our Business Excellence Vitals page. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Episodes of Get Ready for Workday are released weekly. To have new episodes launched directly to your device, follow the series in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For more information on the topics in this episode, visit the Business Excellence Vitals intranet site. Many thanks to the Organizational Readiness team and to the entire Business Excellence team for your great work on this program. Just a reminder, this series is intended to specifically support Mass General Brigham's Workday journey. If you are a listener from another organization, remember that what is described in this series may not pertain to your instance of Workday. Thank you for listening and check back next week for a brand new episode.